Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.
Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckian is buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station and people. Today's show is called Take a Breath Tuesday. I feel like we're just coming down off our first initial. Hi. Steve Rummage in the building. Brian Hall in the booth.
Well, I haven't came down yet. You know, we're still... when my team runs the state of Kentucky for a year... at least a year, maybe longer. Because look, this rivalry, I don't buy into that crap where it's like, well, yeah, but we've won 11 of the last. Yeah, but you didn't win this one.
Listen, you didn't win this year. Let me rephrase that. The coming down physically, the torture that I did to my body over the Saturday. You know, because that was an early game, you know, one o'clock game. So I haven't been treating my body the best, Steve, since then. And I feel like all of the yelling and screaming and laughing and food and cigars and cocktails, I feel like it's all just coming
now
down
that's,
on me
now
this
that's
morning.
Fair. Listen, I'm coming down off the Christmas high. I will say that because Christmas, our family really does Christmas. So, like, we had, I had just dinners and meals and food, and then you've got all this candy left over, and it's like, okay, like, today I kind of was like, all right, I moved my Fitness Market treadmill inside because it was really cold outside, which then it won't fit through my bedroom door, so I'm going to have to figure that part out. Mm-hmm. But I got it in the kitchen right now, but we got a pretty good-sized kitchen, so... It worked out.
Right around all that food.
But yeah, so it was kind of good because then every time you walk in the kitchen, you got this beautiful treadmill sitting here from Fitness Market. You're like, oh, probably get on that.
You're right. You have to walk by.
Yeah.
You actually should just connect that to the refrigerator.
I know.
And you would have to like do a certain couple of minutes to open the refrigerator.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, okay, as you go, it's a pulley that opens it. Yeah. So I'm kind of coming down off that maybe where, you know, I'm like, I feel disgusting right now. So kind of course. And then Christmas.
Right. So Kentucky fan, joy in the fact that we did damage to our body celebrating. So
yes.
That should make you happy.
Yeah, so that should make you happy.
Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, what's going on, my man?
Nothing too much. I'm letting you guys go. I mean, obviously, we're still talking about basketball, but the football team's got a lot of good news going as well. You got a guy, Robbie Bell seems like he's been here forever. And I think it's just because he started as like a true freshman, you know, and you always get that true freshman starter and you're like, dude, this guy's been here forever. And now he's coming back again.
It's like he won't
leave. I'm excited about that. And I'm excited for Des Fitzpatrick, who's being invited to the Senior Bowl. Well deserved for him.
Yeah. I'm more excited. Never mind. I won't say it. That's me. I am excited for Des.
I'm very excited.
That's really awesome, man. Yeah. Senior Bowl invite. I know that's something he was wanting. It's a place he's going to be able to. I think he's going to really rise up the draft boards when people see him work. They see how fast he is. I think it's going to surprise a lot of people. Robbie Bell, it's good to have you back. Year 17. And
are we still mad at Robbie Bell?
Yes. Yes. I still see him. I'm still sitting in the stands going.
I was going to say.
Did he move the ball again? Did he move the ball again? He's the center and he went offsides again.
I mean, well, listen, we got to get this. We got to get this out in the open, Steve, just so we can move forward.
I hope.
Oh, okay, I'm going to say this now. I'll never say it again.
No, we got to get this out.
I hope. And I'm look, I'm glad he's coming back because it's good for depth. But I hope we're at a spot next year where people have overtaken
him.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm not ashamed to say that.
It was funny because I could tell on your face as soon as I was like, Robbie Bell's coming back. And Steve's like, oh.
I don't ever want to say.
And after I was done, he goes, I am happy for Dez going to the Senior Bowl.
I don't ever want to not happy about a kid coming back. Because I am happy because, I mean, dude, depth, you take a couple injuries.
That's why I wanted to throw it out there. Like, we're still mad at him. Like, you know, I do this thing with careers, like cross-section moments, like, what's Dangadale's cross-section moment? Is it Virginia or is it Michigan dunk? When you think Dangadale.
What do you think Brandon Ingram? On.
Huh?
I think Brandon Ingram a lot, too, because he held Brandon Ingram to 2 points that game.
I feel like we don't get ding enough.
I would not think about Dangadale and Brandon Ingram together.
Really?
If we talk about your moment, your cross-section moment for player.
I mean, that's probably my three, though. I think of that. I think of when, like you said, the Michigan game, he had the big dunk.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good player.
What he did on the defensive end, he didn't get credit for enough.
I know. And he was athletic, man.
Because he gambled too much for me. Like,
I know.
The basketball player in me is like, dude, you're doing all the dirty tricks.
He beat Kentucky.
Did he hit the shot where Rick did the fist pump?
No.
Was he on that team?
No. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. No. Speaking of old games, I went back and watched the 99 UNC game last night. Well, the first half. I watched the first half. Our intro. The intro to the show.
Virginia.
Go ahead. Yeah, probably. I mean, that probably is true. I don't know. I was so dead inside that season. Like, even when we had a shot to make, like, I was kind of like looking over there, and there's nothing against David, but looking over there and there's no Rick, and it's like, it's weird. And now my AD's gone, and now I'm like, okay. Like, I was just, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was just like, oh, I'm just dead inside.
Yeah, you just didn't have a.
Yeah.
Any comfort, familiarity.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was dreaming a little bit. I was like, maybe they get in the tournament, make a run, you know, because I like that team. Mm. I think Rick takes that team on a nice little second.
Brandon had an off game. Oh, stop it.
No, right. But no, so I'm watching the 99 UNC game last night.
You didn't like my raise the roof move, Steve?
I thought it was an interesting choice. I thought it was an interesting choice of a celebration.
Why was that an interesting choice of a celebration?
It wasn't real fluid. I think you rushed it a little bit. Like, I
know exactly what you're
saying. Constructive criticism here. Because I've never dunked on Julius Peppers in Freedom Hall. So, I would probably just start a DX chopping everybody.
Just Aaron Rodgers discount double checking the whole arena.
Yeah,
Coach Crum, if you did a pelvic thrust in Freedom Hall, Coach Crum would ship you to Siberia, Steve.
Yeah,
and play 10 Siberians over you.
If that's things I dream about, okay. Now, like in football, now I could have saw myself as in the peak shape. I could have saw myself out there making plays. Like, yeah, I could do that. I can do that. In basketball, I literally have dreams where I can dunk and catch oops. I mean, the most I've ever done was I caught an oop in practice one time. After practice.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
One of them dreams where you snap out of your sleep.
Yeah. So you had like
baby, I just punched on him in my dream.
I know. So, but you had three incredible dunks.
I do agree it wasn't rhythmic, though, on the Raise the Roof.
But the Raise the Roof, you kind of had the vibe of a child who just like maybe opened the greatest gift of all time. And didn't really know what to do with himself.
Because you're running to celebrate with the team, and the crowd is so loud that they're getting your attention, and you're running by the scores table, and then you want to stop, and you want to do the stop and get up, y'all.
It was awesome.
And then you're like, but I better get over to the sideline because I'm going to get in trouble.
But I'm going to get this in.
that's exactly what it was like.
I know. Now, it was – listen, man, you were incredible in that game, man. I joked around and you took the charge, which was a really good play, backpedaling and kind of baited him in and then just stopped on him and took the charge. You played well. You moved the ball well. You had the nice dunk over Peppers, which – Quentin Bailey should be angry about. She kind of took 2 points away from him. But there you had the fast break dunk off the seal.
Coach benched Dwayne Moore in the whole second half for throwing an alley-oop to himself. That is former player snitching on former player.
That's hilarious. But you know, that's another thing though. I'm watching this game.
He threw an alley-oop to himself.
That's pretty awesome. I'm watching this game though, and I'm going, man, y'all had Reese, and you had Tony Williams, and you had you, and you had Nate Johnson, and you had, I mean, Tobias Hopper comes in the game, you know, Quentin Bailey comes in the game, Kevin Smiley was on that team.
That's an athletic group. Deion Edwards was on that game.
Deion Edwards was on the team. He had a couple of really nice plays in that game, and I'm like, I go back to, man. Like this isn't shade here. This is truthful. I'm like, man, that was the team that lost to Gonzaga. And you go back and you look at some of them teams, and you're like, man, if they could have got that one, like, yeah, they might have made a little, because you would have come into that second game against St. John's or Maryland?
Ron Artest and St. John's.
You would have come into that St. John's. Like, you don't think Louisville can't beat that St. John's team?
And you would have felt like it would have been an equal crowd.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, like,
yeah,
like,
actually, Louisville probably would have had the advantage at that point. Because, for one, people were rooting for Louisville, and everybody else was going to be rooting against St. John's.
Right. Yeah. Trying to get Ron Artest out of there.
So I'm like, man. And actually, that Gonzaga team beat St. John's.
See, I didn't even remember that.
Did they?
I actually quit the tournament after we left.
I think they might have beat them.
I don't think I watched any more basketball.
I can imagine playing in the game. I'm done when Louisville loses.
Hey, right. Y'all, the game's... What
I'm like, are they still playing
football?
Yeah, but no, it was fun to kind of go back and watch that, man, and everybody played so well.
But you see why people enjoy talking about
that
game. Yeah, like I said, it's during a Christmas break session. Oh, the ceiling is the roof. That's funny.
It was intense. Man.
Okay, so body aches coming off of basketball.
Yep.
Bliss.
Yes.
Okay. Crick in my neck,
mm-hmm.
You know, feel the extra weight, the extra pound or two I put on.
Sure.
Right. Just, you know, I got all those things going. Okay, now today I'm ready to talk about the team.
Okay. Yeah, I agree, man. Yeah.
Because we really just celebrated. We did.
Yeah, we kind of pissed on Kentucky's ashes and then, you know, we celebrated our win yesterday, but now it is time to start to kind of not move on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not moving on from this.
Right.
Because I get to live in this world for a whole year at least, and I think more than that. So, but we do have a team to evaluate now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. And actually, I'll open the phone lines. 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939.
And some uncomfortable truths about Saturday. When you watch the game and you're like, I'll never complain.
Where do you want to start with the uncomfortable truth?
I'll never complain about beating Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And I won't complain ever when those games are ugly.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't play great. Like,
okay, let me start off by asking you this. Did it start with team didn't play great or individuals you expected to play better? Like, was it a team?
I think it was a mixture of both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was a mixture of both, right? I mean, when you look, individuals, I didn't love their game. Sam Williamson. Didn't love what he did Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm just talking about on the court.
Yeah.
You know, he had the first pull up, and I thought, okay, all right, Sam, that's your shot, man.
You went like, right to him.
You can get that shot. You're 6'7". whenever you want, you can get that bucket right there.
Right.
I don't think he took another one. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Oh, well, he didn't take a jump shot.
Yeah.
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 Oh, he took a shot.
No, I know. I know. No, but I mean, the next jump shot he took, Isaiah Jackson actually took it out of his hands. But then he hit that layup on the fast break. Like, I always try to credit where credit's due. I mean, because that's a big bucket right there. So, like, that's a big deal on a run. But he's not giving us a ton offensively. I mean, in that game, you know, like he did against Pitt. But I think with Sam, where we're starting to get is, I don't think he's in VJ territory where VJ wasn't really effective. Like he obviously VJ, it just really, that switch was terrible for VJ because Rick got a hold of him for a while and Rick was molding something and then Rick was gone.
Yeah, and I mean we always said the tear down and build up
because VJ actually got a look in the league. I mean, he's not a bad player. So Sam's not there for me because I think Sam's going to be really good. But Sam is where I'm like, I can't imagine him going to the NBA right now after this year. Right now. We'll see what happens. I never put, but I, right? Can you see Sam playing in the league right now?
I'm starting to wonder about his speed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm starting to worry about his speed.
Yeah, absolutely.
At least you knew, even with the VJ, at least you know he could outrun somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Sam can outrun anybody. Mm.
I don't know. I mean, I mean,
is that what's stopping him from getting his shots off?
Yeah, because I feel like that first shot he took against Kentucky, I'm like, Sam, we don't mind if you shoot that more.
Mm-hmm.
You hit that.
Right.
He hits that fall away. Like
if you can get to the free throw line and get I don't mind Karlik, David, Sam, anybody shooting it.
I don't even mind the Jackson play. If you hit those a few times and Jackson makes a great play.
One leg flow. That was
terrible. Well, I know, but I'm just saying though, if you're hitting those, like if Sam had 12 at that point and he had already hit a few, you know, then you eat that. Whatever. I can tip my hat at times and say, okay, well, you kind of went off 1 foot that time. But
does he run gingerly to you? Because yes, somebody asked me, is that a toe related? And I'm like, no, I think he runs like
that. No, that's what he runs. That text right there, they says Sam runs like his back is broken, right? And I get what they're saying because that's not what happens when your back is broke. But like he runs kind of like he runs with his shoulders back.
Yeah, but that goes back to my posture thing, I guess, with everybody. Like, you know how I'm always whining on here about how you can't play sports standing straight up? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, are you, you know, does your back hurt?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like.
Well, and we know Sam can do it, though. Like, I mean, that game Sam had against Pitt, he was assertive for the most part. You go rebound, you know, like against Kentucky, man, it was just, I mean, I'm not quite sure what he ended up with again. I think it was like maybe 4-6.
Let me get to the phone lines here. I want you to check this out on this next position, too. Malcolm, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's going on, Mr. Marcus? Talk about that 99 game. I actually blew it up on if you could go back, Marcus, Danny Crum watched that game on his big screen TV. It's on YouTube if y'all can ever boost it up. Danny Crum has got a big, thing, and he was showing that particular game. Oh, man, y'all was awesome, man. Y'all came in, man, ready to blow them, the real life of them, and they supposed to come in like top five or top six or whatever, and they had Coda, a guard called Coda, a ball-headed guy named Coda, and he supposed to be one of the top point guards, but y'all made mixed meat out of him, because y'all had a lot of athletes, and all y'all flew like a bird. All y'all, just throw it up on any of y'all. Y'all stomp the ball, just throw it up there. Everybody can catch it. That's how athletic y'all were. Y'all was awesome. Hey, y'all just need a little this and that. I think that year, and y'all would have been awesome. Hey, Steve, what are you going to wrestle again? The WWE? I ain't never going nowhere through this pandemic. They on every Friday. They don't cook. It's Christmas, New Year's. They on every Friday. And I wonder, Steve, when are you going to do some more wrestling after the pandemic is over with?
Appreciate the call, Malcolm.
Appreciate it. I I've talked to him a couple times, man. Maybe sooner than later. So that might be a little bit of fun there.
Okay, so Sam, right now we are discussing Sam.
Yes, Sam. Sam ended up with 4-6. I'm glad he still got 6 rebounds.
Right.
I mean, that's 6 possessions, so at least his rebounding isn't just coming to a halt. That made him the third leading rebounder on the team. So I mean that's a
yeah,
good
right.
Thing.
That's the Sutton stat sheet.
Yeah.
On a good win.
Well, rebound. I don't know about that.
Okay. If Sutton came out with
4-6, we would have been like, "What the freak?"
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Dwayne 4-6.
He would have got the intangible credit.
Yeah, but that's the point. I think that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't mean that's the point.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
that's
no.
A good point.
That to make sure, yeah.
Yeah, because he.
You're turning into an intangible guy?
No. You don't do that. You don't do the things that Sutton did. You're I don't want to say effort because I don't think Sam's not giving effort. But you don't do enough for me to give you intangible pass. Dwayne has 4-6. I'm like, yeah, but I bet he did this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
Dre, on the other hand, is kind of turning into that.
Mm-hmm.
Dre Davis in that game, looking at the stat sheet alone, Dre had 5-3-2, okay? But Dre stepped out of bounds. He missed all the threes that he shot, and they were all open.
Right.
He had a game where it could be easy to point to him and go, oh, you didn't play well.
He was in the right place.
But dude, I watch you be in the right place. I watch you play defense as hard as you do, and you're starting to get the pass. Where I'm starting to go, yeah, but he does so much everywhere else. And that's kind of with Dwayne. With Sam, I don't know that he's done enough for me to give him that pass yet. I'm like, well, it's 4-6, but that might have been all you contributed to. And you didn't have one assist.
Jackson, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First thing, I want to make a comment about Sam Williamson. I don't know if anybody's brought this up before, but with that injury with the toe or foot or whatever the injury is,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's affecting his game, not just physically, but also mentally. So I'm not
mm-hmm.
going to put him in BJ King or Blackshear territory just because, I mean, you have to use your feet to play, to be effective. Secondly, I had to talk about the North Carolina game with Coda. And I know I probably shouldn't air this, but I think statute of limitation, everything has gone away over the years. But see, I used to live right next to Tony Williams. And I told everybody, they're going to win that game. And not because we were so great or they were that bad or anything like that, but basically because it was a quiet night over at the Tony Williams over at Station House. Because,
right.
Marcus, back me up on this, when those guys were rowdy playing their video games and acting crazy and yelling, because I literally lived on the front side of them mm-hmm. over at Station House. When they were rowdy, oh, yeah, it was a rough game. But when they were quiet, those guys balled.
Listen, I was around back, so I never knew. So I wouldn't know what if Tony was a party or not. I have no idea if Tony's ever partied in his life.
But I tell everybody, I said that night it was quiet. I said if I'd been a betting man, I knew that they were going to win just because you did not hear a peep out of Tony Williams' apartment. And those guys, you just knew that they were going to ball that night. But, yeah, they were an entertaining group, to say the least, because I lived on the front side of where Tony lived. So, yeah, I got a firsthand experience of some of the stuff over there.
As far as I knew, the front side was the Bible study side. I appreciate it, Jackson.
Yeah, look, these two texts, they – Look, Sue said, why the Wayne hate still? Why does Wayne? Look,
I know.
My body tightened up.
Yeah, because you knew. Yeah, it's just.
I'm like, man, Wayne, you know, Wayne was 4-year player, 1,000 points.
Yeah, when an all time
started
winning
this. Yeah. The national championship team. He was a starter. But yeah, I know what Jackson's saying.
It's okay.
A fair point.
Okay,
yeah.
Put it this way. We're going to make this disclaimer about the Wayne Blackshear thing. The theme of Wayne, we're not talking about the actual player of Blackshear. We're talking about the narrative of Blackshear.
Sure.
Because they made it into a McDonald's, you know, you versus Anthony Davis thing. And it's
well,
like,
he was the first guy of that caliber. Cal come in and he starts boom, 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 getting all these big guys. And then Louisville gets Wayne. And then Wayne doesn't Cal calls Wayne, and Wayne's like, no, I'm good. You know, like, no, I'm here. So you just were like, oh, well, he's going to be John Wall.
Right,
you
know? right.
He's going to be these guys, yeah.
And, so. And JW, no, you did not get blocked. Let me get to the phone lines. Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind? Doc, you there?
Yeah.
Fire away.
So you talk about Sam. Sam gave up. While you talk about Sam, one thing that bothered me in that game,
mm-hmm.
twice open, took him down and just went to his shoulder with ease.
Mm-hmm.
Then he came in, even Szczesny was able to keep open from taking that little jump shot off his right left shoulder. But twice that matchup was exploitable, and they did it twice to Sam.
That's a good point. That is a good point. Twice Toppin took him down to the post,
mm-hmm.
and kind of got that turnaround on
him in the middle of the lane.
Yeah, and it's like, and I get what he's saying there, because Quinn went to that shoulder that Toppin liked to turn to,
mm-hmm.
and was like, you know, you're not going to turn this way,
right?
If you're going to shoot it, you're going to turn the other way, you know. Like, and Sam kind of just forearm in the back, and Toppin was taken. If you watch Toppin was taking, which I haven't figured out how to master this shot at all. It's the worst. But Toppin was just taking it, and he was stepping back off, you know, mm-hmm. one foot, and he was kind of fading away from the microphone.
Yeah.
But he was shooting a fadeaway. So if I've got a guy that's shooting a fadeaway off the turnaround on the mm-hmm. post, if I'm directly behind him, there's nothing I can do to
right.
that.
Right.
Unless I'm 5 inches taller than him.
You're in jail.
Yeah.
That's literally jail.
That's impossible to block. It's impossible to defend. So that's why Quinn, to his point, Quinn immediately went top side and was like, okay, and Toppin both times. I think one time Toppin took it around and he ended up passing it, and the other time just kicked it back out.
So you think Sam wasn't abiding by the scouting report?
I guess. I don't know, you know, or it was, does Sam tighten up? I don't know. You know, and I don't want to make this a Sam crap fest, you know, like, but I mean, him and another guy we'll get to, these are things, because, again, when the smoke clears and the excitement's over and now we're going into ACC play.
I don't know, man.
I
don't want you to let him off the hook today.
No, I don't want to. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm not saying
this is analysis day. This is not crap fest. So if you're taking these if you're taking them personal today, then you're not reading the room on this one. Who we got over here? Damian, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. I had a question, and I don't know if this has been brought up, but I've been thinking about Dante Allen. You know, when Mac was recruiting him that summer, it seemed like there was a lot of momentum going that he could possibly come here, and then, you know, UK swooped in. And I always wonder, well, two things. Number one, I always wonder if Cal went and recruited him just as like a big middle finger to Chris Mack to keep him from going to Louisville. And also, I'm wondering if the kid now regrets his decision to go to UK because he's not getting any playing time. This has been brought up by members of the media. I don't think he's necessarily as good as David Johnson, but I think he's a decent shooter. I think that he could have really helped out our team, you know, in terms of shooting. So I just want to know your all's opinions on that. Do you think that this is like, that the kid is maybe now regretting it? And also, I don't know if this is true or not, but were we recruiting Cam Fletcher? Because that's another player I think that could have also been really good on this team. So I just want your all's thoughts on that. And thanks for taking my call. And if I don't talk to y'all again, have a good New Year.
Same to you. Appreciate it.
Well, I'm not so sure on the Fletcher, but on the
Let me answer the Dante Allen one.
Yeah, Dante Allen.
Let me answer that one. Let me address that one for sure. The Dante Allen thing. He absolutely does not regret going to Kentucky at all, because what's going on up in Kentucky right now, get on a local media message board after a game. Cal, one and done, these dudes, I'm sick of this stuff. I'm tired of this. This is getting old. This is getting old. Why won't you play Dante Allen? Dante Allen is immune to all this. Dante Allen is a Kentucky Mr. Basketball. Dante Allen will always have that title, Kentucky Mr. Basketball. I can see you rolling your eyes right now. Here goes Marcus with the Dante Allen Kentucky. The label of Kentucky Mr. Basketball means something. Mm-hmm. You know, there's going to be an invitation to a, you know what I'm saying, to all all-time Kentucky greats. You're going to be in events, and you're going to be connected to events of the best Kentucky sports players in history by being a Kentucky Mr. Basketball.
Absolutely.
You're always going to be into a certain circle. So he's immune to criticism. Mm-hmm. And every time there's something doesn't go good, you should be putting in Dante Allen. So there's a pressure. There's a pressure that he has. Like, he has like a little miniature army. Sure. That's going to support him. So I don't think, like, he could sit the bench for 4 years. We're just glad you didn't go to Louisville, Dante.
I see, that was kind of what I was going to say too. I do think on the other side though, yeah, I think Cal just was like, I can't let him go to Louisville.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. I think he would flourish here.
Yeah, but I don't think that was towards Mac. That was just like, I can't even take the risk.
No, I don't. That's why I say Louisville, not Mac. I think it's just one of those deals. But yeah. So I won't go too far into breaking Kentucky's team down. But mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we are, I think, in the process of Kentucky having to make a fundamental switch.
Did you see Cam Fletcher's back?
I bet he is.
Was that the shortest time off?
Yeah. I bet he is.
You gave him the weekend off.
Yeah. Bet Keon Brooks gets healthy too.
I'm
going to add y'all in here.
You said what?
I'm going to go ahead and add, because I heard somebody say this morning, it was like, man, they basically, it was Jeff Borzello. I was listening on the way in. Mm-hmm. Jeff Borzello said, I mean, you think about it, they essentially have to go 14-4 in conference to really even be in the conversation of the tournament. So it's like, dude, you might want to, and you're not beating Tennessee. So that's two losses right there. So they're good. Now, listen, y'all can make fun of me all you want, and that's fine. And y'all can roll your eyes at this, but y'all want to enjoy some basketball, go watch this Tennessee team. I'm telling you, they are a fun team. Them and Gonzaga they were supposed to play earlier this year, and I wish they would have been able
Brian,
to.
Go to commercial break before these 93-9ers kill Steve.
I know.
Middays with Marcus Maven on 93-9 The Ville.
Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.
Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckian is buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, a little reminder, a little heads up. You know we're getting into the, well, at least some of us schools in Kentucky are going to be talking about tournaments and future predictions and stuff. On the Bob Valvano show, Seth Greenberg will be on there right at 12 o'clock. So I do encourage everybody to switch over at noon to give that a quick listen. I'm sure there's some good information coming out of that. So, Steve, I think we're being fair about Sam Williamson.
Absolutely.
I think I kind of talked about this yesterday. Sam Williamson is 6'7" and athletic. Sam is not going to get any coaching passes, any system could help him get more shots, you know, stuff like that. No, like, if you're a scorer, Coach Mack's thing is designed for you.
Yeah.
Now, if you need us to run set plays for you, first of all, I got to tell you, we can run a set play for you here and there, right? But if that, it's like, again, you said it, and it's one of those, you're not going to excel if you can't go get the ball, if you can't go, you know, cause a turnover, you can't get offensive rebounds and putbacks and things like that. Like, that's what DeAndre Davis is doing to get it. Like, I'm extremely disappointed with Sam's lack of offensive rebounds and putbacks.
I mean, even the play we talked about yesterday that I said Ennis pointed out when Dre Davis goes and he rips that ball away from Brandon Boston and then goes back up and he doesn't make the play, but it's like, okay, but like he has that in him, though.
Yeah, right.
Like, yeah, so those will next year or the year after, whenever, you know, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, Dre Davis, first team all ACC because he does stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. Or second, yeah, yeah. The second
thing. I mean, he reminds you of Dwayne Sutton. Like, yeah.
Yes. So that's why I don't mind being harsh on Sam, because I'm like, okay, Sam, if you go get stuff on your own, then I'm looking to get you the ball.
Yeah.
But you, it's almost like you have to make a name for yourself first before it's I'm not going to. Because you're a McDonald's guy, I'm not going to put everybody on pause and give you these, you know, opportunities.
No.
You know, crazy. So, yeah.
Texter, oddly enough, I watched most of that Maryland-Wisconsin game. It was a heck of a game. Yeah. Maryland won, too. It's a good game.
And as we go along, like, teams are scouting each other out. And,
yeah.
You know, it's, you know.
Yeah. It's just they mentioned that, and I was like, actually, it was kind of creepy. I'm like, was you at my house? Because – I actually did watch that game. It's just weird. They text that.
I saw the tweets of, did you see Wisconsin got beat? That means that Maryland and, you know.
Oh, well, then Transitive Property, we're still okay because Michigan State got dominated by Minnesota yesterday and Duke lost to them. So if we're going to play that game, then still the entire ACC comes down. So Louisville's still in good shape.
I hope they're okay.
I know.
Alex, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, guys? So yesterday I went back and rewatched that game without my stress levels going up because I already know, you know, what the outcome is. But I went back and rewatched it just to see if I was as hard on Sam Williamson as I was supposed to be, and if I was, because I was hard on Sam Williamson throughout the game, and I was pretty disappointed in Withers' performance. But after going back and rewatching it, I'm not as disappointed with Withers, because I actually feel for the kid. Like, he's coming back off of a redshirt year, playing out of position against a 7-1 Livyesar who could have ate his lunch. But he did his assignment and what Chris Mack was asking him to do. Now, yes, he did. I felt like he could have been more aggressive at attacking the basket, but he did get our only dunk. I will say this, and you guys hit it right on the head. Dre, I'm looking at Sam Williamson, and I'm looking at Dre Davis. Dre Davis did not play well. He didn't in the sense of, like, scoreboard, if you look at the stat sheet. But he played hard, aggressive. He never was afraid to take that shot. He never got down on himself. Where I look at Sam Williamson's performance, and I'm like, dude, like when Jackson ripped that ball out of his hand, I was like, salt is butter. Like, put that man on the bench. I don't want to see him no more. And when I saw it again, I still feel that same way. I don't know if his toe is still bothering him, but I was just really disappointed. I felt like he didn't really – every time he went to go put himself – in a position to score, he either fouled or he stepped out of bounds. I don't necessarily know. I don't know if he needs to get back into the flow of things, but I agree. Dre Davis, like, his future looks so bright because he's playing so hard, even though he's not putting up points.
Right.
Where Samuel, I think, when he's not putting up points, it bothers him. Also, quick question. I'm a huge D-Wade fan. Like, even though I was trash at basketball when I was younger, I used to chew gum on the court and, like, do pull-ups on the rim because I thought I was going to be D-Wade.
Right.
You guys can say, oh, no, you're being crazy. I see D-Wade in Johnson. Maybe I think he needs to develop a little bit more, a mid-range jumper. But the way he cuts to the basket, the speed that he has when the ball is in his hands, also – watching D-Wade his whole career, D-Wade would make the stupidest turnovers in the world, but he could score. So you could live with him having four or five turnovers a game, because you know he's gonna make some good assists and he's gonna get to the paint and he's gonna close the game for you. I can see a little bit when he gets to the league. I can see if he stays on this pathway of being as good as he is. I can see Johnson looking like that type of player. But thank you guys. I'll listen.
Alex, I appreciate the call. People would kill me if I even entertained a D Wade David Johnson comparison, but David is strong. And David is like okay. D Wade did used to go to the post too. And David Johnson is starting to look like he can really go to the post against any guards. Right.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I can't participate in the comparison conversation of that, but it's the Sam thing. Let's put the bow on that.
Okay. Yeah. Listen, Sam is one of those. Okay. Let's put the bow
I'm
on
running
it like
out of
this.
Patience.
Well. How about this? I think you'll like this bow. There's a guy coming back possibly Saturday in Charles Mendland. I think a lot of people immediately went to, oh, Dre, you know, you're going to watch your minutes. I think that might affect Sam. Because what if Charles go – I hope people did the middays homework and went and watched some Charles Mendland film. If you were on the live stream last night, I was able to jump on there for a few and we watched some Charles Mendland. And I think there were people on there that were a little surprised. Like, oh, man, I haven't really watched it. And we were able to break down how he scores a little bit and different things. And if Charles – and I'm asking
if
Coach
Charles
Maven.
Is really healthy.
Okay, well, Coach Maven, if you have Sam and Dre – and Sam's giving you what he's giving you right now. Dre's giving you what he's giving you. And you know, I mean, I could do it again. Dre's giving you the intangibles, the defense, the go get the rebound. You know what I'm saying? Everything. And Sam is kind of, I don't want to say coasting. Who do you cut into if Charles gives you what Dre gives you, but he scores?
It depends on if he's doing it from the outside or the inside, I think.
I think he can... He's capable of doing it from both.
I mean, everybody is, but you understand what I'm saying?
No, that's
like,
fair,
like
yeah.
if he's getting to the basket when he comes back, and Sam is hitting a little bit more jump shot, then DeAndre might be the odd man out.
But I think that I can play that. Schematically and say, I like Dre off the bench. Somebody said that on the stream last night. I thought that was a good point. So if that's the case, sure. But let's not even talk starters. Let's talk, because what the conversation is cutting into minutes.
Right.
And I still don't know. I think Sam is more likely to be the guy.
Or Josh.
At this point. Well, Josh don't.
He ain't been getting that many minutes.
Well, and I think Josh is... Josh is giving a blow to Carleek or David, I think, right now.
Okay.
Right? So it's kind of two different.
Yeah, I can't lie.
Okay, so I think that you're more likely at this point, though, to say, Sam, if you're not going to give me anything, Charles or Dre, go get Sam, you know, whoever it is. But it's like, I think if Sam doesn't continue to kind of progress with his assertiveness, that we're going to see more Charles and Dre lineups than we do Sam and Charles lineups.
Charles and Dre lineups than Sam and Charles lineups. I don't know.
Hey, look, when I see us playing in the Final Fours or the Elite Eight.
Is it Sam and Charles?
I see Sam and Charles.
Okay.
Right? So, like, I'm rooting for that.
Adults,
yeah. Yeah, I'm rooting for that.
Yeah, with, like, high ceiling.
Yeah, because as much as I love Dre, and I do, I mean, that's one of my babies. Mm-hmm. I love Dre. Games like Saturday show you, like, he's still going to give you everything. He might cost you a game, too, though. You know what I'm saying? Like just doing everything he can. Charles and JJ lineups, I like that. But JJ's, you know, he I put him in the Nickelberry. Like he's given.
I don't know, Steve.
Somebody else.
I don't know. You hawk somebody down and you punch it off the glass.
That play went under the radar big time, man. With JJ, I mean, JJ. I mean, you know, it's like when he chased that guy down. Who was it? and he got the block.
Maybe Mintz.
Boston scored, so it wasn't him. But that play, if we had just got that ball, I think that would have been a play people would be talking about.
JJ got elbowed in the face so bad when Ware spent.
He did.
And JJ stood right in there and took it instead of learning how to flop.
No, I was you said that watching film. You said he's got to fall there because if he falls, he gets that call.
He gets that call and he gets
and free throws.
Yeah, and he shoots free throws.
Yeah, so.
Technical free throws.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Minimum.
I don't think Ware was playing dirty. It's just, but he caught him right in the face.
And yeah, he was willing. No, he was willing to. No. He swung. Like, he did the fundamental elbows high thing.
Oh, no, but that's a fair game.
Yeah, but if you stick your chin in there, you get the call.
Oh, no, yeah. No, yeah. I'm saying, like, he wasn't, like, trying to catch him in the with a bow.
Right.
But yeah, and JJ blocked the shot before that. So it's like, I think that – I also think when Malik gets back, though, that's going to allow JJ and Withers
okay,
to
Alex,
push out.
Alex said something that I didn't – that I kind of talked about last. Okay, when you say out of position – I don't want it to be said that Jalen Withers is out of position. When you're 6'9", you know what I'm saying, and he hasn't had to really be back to the basket, like you should be able to guard anybody. Three, four, five.
I don't think he's out of position a lot of times. Now I heard Bob breaking down yesterday that last play, and he said, you know, he talked to Dino or Coach Gaudio, and that Jalen ran to the basket
right.
instead of, you know, and that's how they ended up with the open shot, which things like that are stuff we don't think about. It's like, that's the type of stuff that would have made Mac like rip his face off.
Yeah.
If you lose, or if he hits that shot and you lose that game, like we literally told you to do everything right and you didn't. But my problem isn't with JJ being out of position. My problem is when he's in position.
Jalen.
I'm sorry, Jalen. Yeah. Not JJ. Is when Jalen's in position. I'm like, you're in position. When you catch the ball offensively and defensively, when you cut baseline and you catch the ball and you travel, you were in position.
And the reason you travel is what makes it worse.
Yeah, because you got scared. I mean, that's all there is to it. You caught it. You went to go straight up.
We got to hold this to the next hour.
I know.
Brian, go ahead and start playing because I got it. We got to talk about Jalen Withers.
But why did he dribble? You caught it. You went to go straight up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you power dribbled and just get fouled. And then he power dribbled again. There's no way you don't get fouled there. He was in position. I wish he was out of position. Then I could just say, well, he'll get it. Come on back, Malik. Malik, if you can dance, you can play. if you can dance, you can play. So we'll talk about that in the next hour.